Hi, everyone. My name is Rich Andrews, and this is CVC Live. Well, we're in the middle of the crisis, as you know, and we're starting a new series. And this new series is called Heroic Leadership in Times of Crisis. And what we do and what we see as we look at the scriptures is that all the heroes of faith that we see all throughout the scriptures, and the one that we're going to look at today, all of them were formed in the crucible of crisis, and in fact, many crises. So if we want to grow in our leadership, and this is a crucial time where all of us need to grow in our leadership, we should understand that the Bible speaks directly to this issue again and again and again. What I want to do is look at a few of those leaders in these next few weeks. Now, you may have heard this adage. It goes something like this, and as you can see on your screen, that little battles produce little warriors or leaders. But big battles, on the other hand, well, they produce big warriors. In other words, little battles lead to little warriors, but big battles create big leaders. And we're in a time which is a little bit of a bigger battle than we've ever seen before. As a world, as a nation, even as a church or as a community, we're in the midst of this battle, and it's in this battle that God wants to form our leadership. And I believe that God wants to call us into those greater levels of leadership. Interestingly enough, right before, a few months back, before all this started, I was praying along with a group of leaders in our church, and I had the strong sense that God was calling our family, our church family, not just our nuclear family, but our church family and those who are called to be part of Conshohocken and Vineyard Church to be a family of leaders. And that phrase just resonated and stuck in my soul. And it's the call that we have on each of our lives. Now, you might be thinking, well, hey, how can I be a leader? I don't think of myself as a leader. Well, here's one of the big ideas for today. The big idea is that all of us have some sort of leadership in some capacity. In other words, we need to at least lead ourselves. And that's really one of the big ideas for today, is that all leadership starts with self leadership. Again, all leadership starts with self-leadership, and leadership is simply influence. So if you have influence on any other people, you have, therefore, some leadership. Now, that leadership changes, and the depth of the influence that you have or the reach of your influence is different for every person. But each of us, to one degree or another, are called to be leaders. I want to speak to the leaders there who are with us today. See, with that in mind, what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at our sermon series, which is called Leaders Are Listeners and Heroic Leadership in Times of Crisis, and look at how, all throughout the scriptures, but particularly in this one, a man named Samuel set the stage for how leadership begins with listening. So before we do that, let's say a quick prayer, and then we'll jump into the scriptures together. God, thank you for this time, and we thank you for your leadership in our lives, that you're a good leader, and that you faithfully lead your people. We pray now that in the midst of this pandemic, you would give grace to those who are hurting, particularly those who are anxious, those who are suffering from various illnesses from this virus. We pray for an end to this virus. We pray specifically for our friend Michelle, who's in the hospital now dealing with lung issues, and those we don't even know. God, we ask for your grace for quick and speedy healing. And we pray that you would also, God, during this short time we have together, you would let your kingdom come and will be done, and release peace and release truth and grace as we look at your word together. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. Okay, so we're going to be in the book of 1 Samuel. If you have your Bibles at home, feel free to open up. I'll also share those scriptures with you on the screen. In the book of 1 Samuel, we see the emergence of this leader named Samuel. Now, it was a really unique time in the history of Israel. So Israel was in the midst of a transition from a loose conglomeration or confederation of tribes into a monarchy. And this was the time in which we found and we find Samuel. In fact, things weren't really going too well at that time in the history of Israel. Israel had suffered a humiliating defeat of 30,000 soldiers. They had died. They were suffering from moral and political crises. They were suffering from an identity crisis. And this is where we see Samuel coming to power. Now, this is in the midst and on the end a tail end of a, what's called many cycles of apostasy. And let me show you that on the screen. Here's what I mean. The cycle of apostasy during the time of Judges had been seen many heroes of the faith come and lead God's people to peace and prosperity, only to be plunged back into sin, plunged back into apostasy again and suffering. So here's how it works. So if you see on your screen, first, God's people will be suffering under the hands of their enemies. Then they cry out to God. Then God raises up a leader or judge to defeat their enemies, bringing peace and prosperity. And then in their prosperity, people forget God and are ravaged by their enemies. And then the cycle starts all over again. And the issues facing Samuel were no different. And I described some of those to you. So it creates the stage and helps us understand this time of crisis that they were in, as we are in our own kind of time of crisis right now. So it was a really sad time for them, but God chose Samuel, and he raised up this new leader in order to lead his people into the next era, into the new normal, if there is anything which is normal. In fact, normal is constantly changing, so there really is no normal. But Samuel's rise to leadership, and we can't forget, started with his mother Hannah. Now, Hannah was a woman of God, godly woman, and she herself faced her own crisis. Her rival wife was constantly persecuting her, making fun of her, jabbing her, and she cried out to God, asked God for a son. God was gracious and gave her Samuel and gave him to her, and she dedicated Samuel to the work of the Lord. And so he went to work in God's house under the priest name who was Eli, and Eli raised him in the training and instruction of the Lord. And this is what we see in our scripture for today in 1 Samuel chapter 3. So let's take a look, and this is where we are. So the boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the house of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." But Eli said, "I didn't call you. Go back and lie down." So he went and lay down. Again, the Lord called Samuel. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." "My son," Eli said, "I didn't call. Go back and lie down." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. A third time the Lord called Samuel. "Samuel!" And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Verse 10. The Lord came and stood there, calling as at the other time, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." So Samuel, under the priest Eli's tutelage, he was able to learn how to recognize the voice of God. And this was the first and most important leadership lesson. And in fact, this one key verse is the key, I believe, to all spiritual leadership or leadership in general. It's this verse, 3:10. It's where he says, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." And that is our first and foremost, and I believe, the most important lesson that we have to learn from the life of Samuel is that all leadership starts with self-leadership, leadership starts by listening. In other words, leaders are listeners. The key point there. Now, it is the voice of God that they're listening to. There's lots of voices that we can listen to. And so what we're discussing today is listening to God's voice. Because you can't, if you don't know where you're going, you're not going in the right direction, you're following God, how can you then lead others? Now, another way to think about it, and here's an illustration, hopefully you won't forget, it'll help you remember, is that spiritual leaders have big ears. So if you want to be a listener or a leader, you have to first be a listener. You have to have big ears that are open to hearing what God has to say to you. I mean, this is the way that Jesus led. In John 8, he said, "I do nothing on my own initiative, but I listen to what my Father has taught me." So this is the model that Jesus used, is he listened to what his Father told him and then went and did it. It is the model that we see in the life of Samuel and many of the other apostles and prophets who came before us. Jesus listened to God when he told him even to die. Remember in the garden, he was praying, God, not my will, but yours be done. So even though he was doing something very difficult, the most difficult thing anyone could have ever done, he was listening to his father. This is the method of leadership that we see in the life of Jesus and in the life of Samuel as well. So I believe during this time, what God is trying to do, during this quarantine time, this time when we're apart, is God's trying to teach us how to listen to his voice. I believe this is a time set apart that we can make use and make use of the time and learn how to listen to God's voice. This is a very unique time, but many of us have extra margin to do so, and I believe that we need to take advantage and learn how to listen just like Samuel did. And we have to understand there is a bit of a learning process. Even Samuel himself, he didn't recognize it at first, but we ourselves need to take the time to listen and learn. It's like learning a foreign language or maybe a computer programming language or new technology. There's a learning process involved. And so there's an active process of learning how to submit ourselves and make mistakes, and that's okay. But it's all part of becoming a leader because leaders are listeners. Now, here are some ways that you can do that. Practically speaking, one of the ways that, as we discussed before, is simply by reading God's word and taking the extra time and margin that you have to read God's word, to meditate on it, to think about it, to cogitate, to ruminate, to let it get in you, in your soul, and as you're going about your day, you're thinking about it and pondering it and praying through it. The scriptures are the primary way that we hear God's voice. Another way we can do, put into practice listening is simply by taking time to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. One of the things, practices that I've been doing even more so during this time of quarantine is journaling. I'll take a moment, I'll ask the Holy Spirit the question. I'll say, Holy Spirit, what are you saying to me through the scripture? What do you want to say to me today? And I'll write down the first thing that comes to mind. And I'll go throughout the week and I'll check that on a weekly basis and just review what I feel like God is saying to me. You might have your own practices. For example, you might want to try to go for a walk and during meditative prayer walk. And during that time, just have a conversation with God and let it be a two-way dialogue. You're free to talk to God as much as you want, but God also would invite you to listen. And listening is the first step in learning how to be a leader. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, I've found that I've had a lot less margin in my life. I saw this meme the other day I wanted to share with you, and I've heard from many church staff members and pastors that they are just trying to figure out how, when there's no church building and no meetings and we're in quarantine, how can we have twice as much work as we did before? And believe me, I've been trying to figure out and calculate why that is. But in the midst of this, what I've had to do is, going back to an idea that we discussed earlier, is practice habit stacking. In other words, the habits that I already had, whether it's waking up in the morning or getting done a workout in the afternoon or eating dinner at night, what I've done is try to integrate my listening practices into those daily routines. And if you can simply take a few minutes at the beginning, the middle, the end of the day, you can actually create a platform for yourself to be listening to God on a daily basis. And I often find that I need other people to do that. My family helps me listen to God, and hopefully your family can help you do that. If you don't live with a family, maybe there's a roommate or there's someone you can call and discuss what God is doing in your life. One of the ways that we do that as a church is by having small groups. Small groups are a way that we listen to God together. And if you're not part of one, I'd encourage you to do so. In all our announcements, there's ways for you to get connected there. But you're never too young to start. You know, interestingly enough, I found in my research is that Samuel was probably about 11 years old when he started his process. And this is a time when children specifically, and in this story, Samuel was a child when he started learning to listen to the voice of God. If you're a youth or you're a child, use this time to learn not only your schoolwork and how to do math and arithmetic and reading and writing, but learn how to hear the voice of God as a young person. Samuel was 11, and I believe God wants to raise up a whole new generation of young people, youth, middle schoolers, high schoolers, elementary school students who are hearing God's voice very clearly, so that when we come out of this time, we're going to be one step closer to our calling as leaders. And parents, I'd encourage you, use this time. Teach your children not only to do the things that their schools are teaching them, but teach them how to hear the voice of God. This is an essential practice and something that we do often in our house, and we found this time to be enriching and so valuable to be able to teach our children. Now, if you are interested in resource, you're like, how do I do that? I want to send you a resource that might be helpful. You can email me at rich@conshohockeyvineyard.com. So if you're looking for resources for you about how to hear God's voice, or you want to train your children in listening to God and raise them up as little leaders, just email me and I'll be able to help you out. I'll send you an email back with some resources that would be helpful to you. Now, here's what we're going to do. That's all that I wanted to share with you today, because there's a lot to talk about in terms of leadership. Once you learn how to listen to God's voice, then you'll be able to then effectively lead others in hearing God's voice and doing the same. And it takes a lot of courage to do that. And in the next 2 weeks, we'll look at how Samuel did that in a very challenging way. But this is the first lesson, is that leaders are first listeners, and they listen to the voice of God. So I want to encourage you, if you want to step into your influence as a person, is learn how to listen to the voice of God. Now, what I want to do now is not just, so we're not just talking about it, because I would like to give you an opportunity now. I want to create some space for you so that you can practice listening to the voice of God right where you are. So we're going to continue our worship by doing something, a practice that is called Lectio Divina. And we're going to make it a little bit shorter than I typically would if you were doing it by yourself, just because we're online and attention spans are a little bit more difficult to manage. So I understand that. But I think you'll enjoy this experience. So what I want you to do is just sit back, relax. If you have your cup of tea or coffee, you can sip on that. I'm going to bring up a slide which has a scripture. And Lectio Divina, I'll walk you through that, is simply a meditative listening exercise where you get to posture yourself in a place of listening before God so that he can speak into your life and minister his presence to you. So let's do that now. I want to read from a scripture from John 8, where Jesus spoke about this idea of doing only what his Father had taught him. So what I'll do is I'll read through this verse three or four times, and each time I read through it, we're going to give you a prompt. And each of those prompts are a way for you to listen specifically to God during this time. So let's do that. Let's just take a moment, pause, have a quick quiet, and then I'll read that verse. John 8, verse 28. So Jesus said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him." Take a moment and think. What strikes you? What strikes me about this passage? Look for a word or a phrase that resonates with you. Step two, as I read, consider, why does this phrase or word or idea strike me? So Jesus said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me. The one who has sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him." This time, take some time to consider, what is God's invitation to me? What is God, how is God asking me to respond? What is he asking me to do? How is he asking me to change in hearing his word? So Jesus said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him." Finish discussing with God, asking him, how can I respond to your word to me today? And as you do, in this final step, just take a moment to rest in the presence of God. Father, we thank you that you are a God who wants to speak to your children. And I pray this week that you would give us big ears to hear your word, to hear what you're saying to us specifically, so that we may step into the fullness of our calling and our identity as leaders and as your children. Amen.